Go ahead.
Okay, so today is Wednesday, November 18th, 2020. It's 6 p.m. or probably more like 6.01 p.m. or 6.03 p.m. And I'd like to call this meeting of the Chabig Island Board of Selectmen to order, and we'll do the roll call to make sure we can hear everyone. Mr. Beaupre?
Here.
Mr. Corson?
You're muted.
Muted.
You're muted, Jay.
There we go. Okay. I'm here.
Okay, I've lost Bo.
I think we lost Bo, yeah.
Mr. Dyer?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
Ms. Damon? Here.
Here comes Bo. He's here, but he's there. He is.
Okay.
All right, computer problems or connection.
I know.
Problems.
I think we're all having it tonight. There's a lot of bandwidth. All right. So the first thing on the agenda is to see if there is anyone in the public who has something that they would like to talk about.
We have about a dozen attendees, and I don't see any hands.
Okay. All right, thank you. So let's move right along to the town administrator's report.
Okay, I've got a few things. One of the things that I wanted to remind you about is, Chris and I were talking about it, that we should probably put on the next agenda to appoint the new administrator as treasurer and road commissioner, and general assistance administrator. Would you agree that should go on the December 2nd? Or I guess yes. The option would be to do it now or to do it December 2nd.
Is that going to be a problem if we don't do it now?
Not really.
I hadn't thought about it.
Not really. Okay. So we'll put that on the December, your next agenda.
Okay, so it's the dog catcher, not the dog catcher. What is the road
treasurer? Treasurer? Animal control officer? No, I'm only kidding. I'm just kidding. Road
it used
commissioner?
What was the other one?
Freedom of Access Act Administrator, FOAA Administrator. And you'll need to appoint a general assistance administrator.
So will he be the general administrator, the general assistant?
Unless you find somebody else. You used to hire an outside person, but she passed away, unfortunately. so you don't, I've been doing it. We don't have that much activity throughout the year, but somebody needs to be well-versed in how to do an application.
Okay. Now, what about the signing checks?
Christine Alfont is on the paperwork as another person that can sign checks right now. I need to send a note to the bank and have them do the paperwork to add Mr. Poirier.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably before you leave, that probably to get your mm-hmm. signature. And everything.
We'll do that on the 23rd.
Okay.
But meanwhile, Chris is authorized to sign checks, so it should be a smooth transition.
Okay, that was the only thing, because sometimes it can take a while for that to go through. So Chris is in charge. If anybody wants money, just go to Chris.
Chris, I'll stop by the house tomorrow morning.
What else, Marjorie?
Okay. I wanted to clarify that I will be leaving on November 25th and going to Vinyl Haven. I'll be leaving at noon. And then As Donna and I have discussed, I will continue to be available and on call probably through the month of December. So Donna has said that, I just want to confirm all of this. So you will be paying for my health insurance through the month of December. If I get calls from either Justin or Vika or Chris, I'm just going to take the calls or whatever that might be, an email or whatever. If the time gets significant during the month of December, then I will track the time, but I'm not going to charge the town anything just if somebody wants to call me and ask me a question, something like that. Does that sound good to everyone? Fair to everyone?
More than.
Yes. Okay. So I just wanted to clarify all of that. Chris, can you think of anything else that I'm forgetting in that light about the transition?
No, I think you covered it with the health insurance. Yep.
Okay. All right, moving on to some of our projects. We did start the transfer station upgrade to 400 amp on Monday. I believe that they did finish up today and Gail was able to open up at 1:30. And I did order the new compactor. So that is a project is well on its way. Does anyone have any questions about that process or that project?
No, thank you. That's great.
I think Mark had
it. Oh, Mark?
Just very quickly, Marjorie, is it accurate that the metal dumpster will be pulled out and put outside and the new compactor will be placed where the metal dumpster is now?
No, well, the recycling compactor will go right next to the other one. So, but the other cans will be moved around and the, yes, the metal will come outside and there'll be the C&D cans will be shifted down.
Okay. And after that new compactor is in place, and I know you're leaving, so you don't care about these questions, but I'm just clarifying in case someone asks me. The dumpster that's been outside when you drive up to the left, to your left as you turn in, that you've been using for cardboard, will that then be still there and available for C&D after that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's it. Anyone else have a question of Marjorie about the compactor? Who gets to be the first person to put in their cardboard?
Gail.
Gail, yeah, that's probably true.
So I've been emailing back and forth a little bit with Andy Grinnell. He says that they are ready to pay their fair share. They're ready to pay their share of the expenses. And they did request that I send copies of invoices. And I thought that that was fine. So I've sent those off. I did that today. Any questions about that?
Anyone have a question? No questions. All right. Anybody in the audience have any questions? Don't see anybody.
And then Donna asked for an update on the Caps Road project. So I have been corresponding with David Buffard from Boundary Points, who did the survey, and Dan Diffin of Seeley and Mahar. The latest is that Dan Diffin wanted to review the CAD file for the proposed easements. And David Buffard did the additional survey work as we requested, and that was done at the beginning of June. So they are in touch with each other, and hopefully Dan will get what he needs. But I think more importantly, I think as a board, you need to determine who is going to pay for the project, what percentages. You know, the homeowners will pay and what the town is willing to pay. We need to get the easements drafted, get estimates. But, you know, I think that we need to, as part of your role, get together with the owners. And the selectmen have never really ironed out what they're willing to pay in terms of a percentage. Obviously, you don't have an estimate of the total cost of the project, whatever that is right now. But I think that what you need to do is decide how much you're willing to spend and what percentage of the project you're willing to pay for. I think that would be an important part of moving forward.
Thank you, Marjorie. I'm making notes on this, and Chris will have it in a minute. So that we'll take that up at some point in the near future.
I think that's all I have on those projects. I can move on to the treasurer's report if you want me to, or if you have any other questions about anything.
Anybody else? Have any questions of Marjorie about anything that's happening? Okay, seeing none. Yes, now put on the treasurer hat.
I'll be right back.
So do you want me to continue, or? Donna, do you want me to continue?
You continue. David's going to be right back.
Okay. So we did the bank reconciliation through October. I've been trying to work closer with Vika on that process. Let's see. There's nothing really significant that I can see. Things look pretty normal. We're at 33% of the budget being expended. I didn't see any problems in the budget to actual reports, but I'm happy to take questions.
I think Bo has a question.
Kind of has to do with the treasurer. I'm just wondering, how did the audit go?
So I just sent some more information over to the auditor this week. Vika and I both had to get some work papers together for him. It's not complete yet. He was here for one day doing field work. They pick various transactions and do random testing, and I don't know that he had any trouble with that. So it's not complete, but everything seems to be going along well.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions about the budget, the expenditures, the treasurer's report? Anyone in the audience?
No hands.
Oh, okay. All right. So could we have a motion to accept the town administrator's report and the treasurer's report?
So move.
And is there a second?
Second.
No. Okay. So it's been moved by David, seconded by Mark. We'll do a quick roll call. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes. Thank you, Marjorie. Then now we're into regular business. At the last meeting, I brought up the idea of having Mark chair the budget process, and we forgot to vote on it. Thank you, Chris, who is likely pays attention to what we're doing or what we're not doing. So I just want to make it official. So do I have a motion to appoint Mark Dyer as the budget chair? David has moved. Anyone moved could have a second?
To appoint Mark Dyer as chair for the 2021-2022 budget process.
I'll second.
And Bo seconded. Any discussion? Any discussion, Mark?
Donna asked me if I would do this. I'm glad to do it. Like I said before, I think the first meeting that we get together, and I thank Chris and the office for giving us that proposed budget session schedule. I think at the first meeting, we should be prepared to make sure that we are all in agreement or have a consensus of how we're going to handle the process, as it may or may not relate to our, at least our capital budget plan that we worked on when Herb was here. And also, everybody should be thinking about their priorities other than dredging and keeping taxes low. Because I think those two are going to probably take over, and rightfully so. So you know me, I'll be no nonsense and move things right along when we get going. So I appreciate that.
Also, I'm going to call for Mr. Beaupre.
Yes.
Mr. Corey.
You're muted, Jay.
Yes.
Mayor?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Damon is yes, unanimous. So the next item on the agenda is to increase the special referendum town meeting dredging warrant article amount to be taken from undesignated fund from $100,000 to $150,000. I'm going to have Marjorie just give a little background on this, because she actually had the telephone conversation. So the
big point is that Mark, in my discussions with Mark Hable, he said that they can accept a bid for the dredging up to 25% more than the estimate. So the estimate is already $1.9 million. So I figured, you know, if their bids came back high and we didn't have enough money to come up with our 10%, we'd be in trouble. So I just felt like we should increase that amount. Does that answer the question or not?
Yes, no, that's good. And Marjorie told me that, and I agreed with her. And if we don't spend it, we don't spend it. You know, it just goes back into undesignated fund balance, but we don't have to have with a gun to our head, have another town meeting because all of a sudden we need another $50,000. So I thought that was really great to think ahead. David?
I'd like to move that we increase the special referendum town meeting dredging warrant article amount to be taken from the undesignated fund from $100,000 to $150,000.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, both seconded. David moved it. Do we have questions, comments? Jay?
Yeah, my question is this takes care of their first installment. What happens if we come to the point where we have to pay the second installment and the town doesn't vote for it? Don't we need to make some provision that the understanding that this is part of a larger number?
It's a good point. Did you want me to speak to that?
Yeah, why don't you speak to that, Marjorie?
It's a valid point, and the answer is the selectmen aren't authorized to spend money that is not appropriated. So. Is your point that the town should actually try to put away more than the 150? Or no, we have some of that in a reserve fund.
Right.
So this will give us enough for the first round, for the first
installment.
Right. And then we need another 250. But we have the option to pay this over 30 years.
Oh, right.
So,
right. The second installment can be paid over 30 years. Yeah.
And so I guess my feeling is that's something we talk about this spring as part of the budget process. Do we want to pay some of it up front? Are we going to just take the 250 and just get it over with, not have to pay interest? But I think that may help. David, has his hand up. So
yeah, I just wanted to say we'll have a chance to discuss that in public. The next warrant article has to do with the special referendum town meeting, so that can be fully discussed in public at that time. And Donna's correct, it can be deferred, not deferred, but paid in installments.
If I may, I understand that, David. I take your point well, that we'll have a chance to discuss it, but I think people really need to understand that for years, this community has understood that it was going to be 10% of $1 million, 100 grand, yeah. And now all of a sudden it's 400 grand.
Yeah.
By the time we're all said and done.
Or it could be 500.
Well, that's the voice of joy. The point that I'm trying to make is that people have to understand that, you know, by asking for that we do this for another 150 on top of what we have set aside, that to complete this project, we're looking at not what we thought, but 2.5 times that or more, because we really thought 100 grand was going to take care of it all, and now we're looking at 400.
Well, I think you're right, but what other choice is there? I mean, I don't think there's an option to not do the project. So.
No, I don't disagree. The question is how do we make? I just want to make sure people understand what we're doing.
Okay, so I think it's the next item on the agenda is to make sure you set the date for the public hearing. So anytime you have a referendum vote on something, you have to have a scheduled public meeting and talk about that very thing. And I would hope that people would attend and ask those kinds of questions.
Okay.
Just to back up Jay, I think that it's really important that before that, it could be before the public hearing or right after it, but before the referendum, that we actually send out a letter to everybody in the town that explains just what Jay said, so that people understand that what the implications are. Bo.
Do we have to go as far as getting the letter out? Can't we just put a note underneath the warrant like we've done before? With a small
we can do that. We can do that. It doesn't cost that much to put out a letter. And if we can detail and explain to people and get people on board, it's worth it.
I'm not sure people will
understand a paragraph.
All right. I'm fine with it.
I mean, we can decide that later. I'm just throwing that out as an idea, because it's, you know, we're not making a decision on that. But I think that the more we can communicate with the public about this issue, the better. And Jay's raised a very good point. Is there any more discussion on this motion? Mark?
Basically, at our special election, at our special town meeting, we're going to be asking for the voters for permission to take $150,000 out of undesignated fund to help with the money that we already have. We all know that. I think Jay's point really is, or part of his point is, after that, for the next payment of the budget for the dredging, it's up to another $200,000 to $250,000 that we have to decide how much that's going to cloud our next budget season. In other words, how do we know that it's another, you know, $200,000 or $250,000 if we don't have the bids in and they haven't secured a contract and a contractor. So that's going to be a little bit tricky, and I think we need to sort of think about how we're going to handle that and how it's going to affect us with our capital budgeting plans or not. So that seems a little bit, you know, trying to budget for something that you don't have nailed down, just like we, you know, scold ourselves and other people that want us to budget for something, whether it's road work or an addition or whatever it is. And if the price isn't solidified with real life contractors, pretty tricky. So I think that's going to be the tricky part. How much do we want that amount of money, whatever we decide it may be, 200,000 plus? Are we trying to squeeze that into our capital budget number to ask the voters to say yes or no to in June?
Right. Well, that's the discussion we'll have to have about whether or not we pay for it over time or we pay part of it up front and pay, you know, I mean, that's going to be part of that discussion.
Exactly.
What you might want to do as an option at the next town meeting is have the voters authorize you to borrow up to a certain amount. Maybe, you know, not put a specific amount in there. Let me just throw out, like, you know, that you could borrow up to $300,000 for the second part of the dredging project. But you might want to work with your bond counsel, Jim Safian. As part of your budgeting process, that might be part of your discussion.
I think that's an excellent point to think about. Thank you, Marjorie.
Yeah, thank you, Marjorie. That was a good idea. All right. Anyone else on the board before I ask the public if they have any questions about this? Okay. Anyone in the public who would like to ask a question or have a comment about dredging and about the cost of the first installment?
No hands. There's no one. Hands. There's a porter. Okay, Michael's allowed to talk at the moment. Go right ahead, Michael.
Okay. Are the details of this project out somewhere where people can read them, or could they be made out?
We're waiting for a report. We've seen a preliminary report, which we were asked not to share. And so they are going, because it was a very rough draft. And supposedly before the end of this month, they're supposed to have a final draft, and then we will circulate that and then have a public meeting as part of the process to talk about it with the Army Corps. I think I've got that right. Is that right, Marjorie?
That is right, but there are a lot of preliminary documents, a lot of planning documents that he's welcome to look at and review.
I remember when this was first discussed, that there was a long time ago, there was rather elaborate plans, but I don't know what the state is now. I'd like to take a look at them, yeah.
If you just call me, Michael, we'll talk about how to make it available to you.
Great, thanks.
And initially, when they first came halfway through the last 10 years or whatever we've been working on this with them, they came and gave us two choices. One was they were going to do a gigantic mooring field where they were going to dredge out practically the whole of the east end of Shebig. And then they had another one, which was basically the channel as it is now, but expand it, make it a little bit bigger, have it go a little bit further up. And that's the one I think that they, based on was the input they got from the public and the board at the time, that's the plan they're presenting. But Marjorie can give you more information.
Great. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, I'm going to call for a vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes, unanimous. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is to set January 13th, 2021 as a date for a public hearing via Zoom, to discuss the warrant for the January 26, 2021 special referendum town meeting. David?
I'd like to move that we set January 13th, 2021 as the date for a public Zoom hearing to discuss the warrant for the January 26th, 2021 special referendum town meeting.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Bo. So it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this? Mark?
6 p.m.
Yes, it should be 6 p.m.
Thank you.
Now, amend the motion to that effect, please.
Anyone in the audience have a question about this? I don't see anybody's hand up.
No.
Okay, seeing none, we'll have a vote, a roll call vote. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Ms. Damon is yes, unanimous. Now we're going on to communications. Did anyone have any communications they'd like to share? Marjorie?
I just had a thank you note from My Flight Foundation for the donation of $341.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. So now, could we have a motion to approve the minutes from November 4th, 2020?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And Mark, moved by Jay, seconded by Mark. Any discussion? All right, let's have a vote here. Mr. Beaupre?
Yes.
Mr. Corson?
Yes.
Mr. Dyer?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Damon is yes. So now we're on to other business. So tonight's agenda was very light. And it was for a good reason. We have a lot of other business to attend to. As I look at our attendee list, I see many names. Some are regular participants, while some are tuning in for the first time. Our other business tonight is bittersweet. 5.5 years ago, we hired Marjorie Stratton as our town administrator. She pledged to stay with us for 5 years. When we hired her, I told the rest of the board of selectmen that if she could survive on Vinyl Haven for 12 years, no one will ever come here to work again if we drive her out of town. I really did say that. I don't know if they took my advice or she is just a tough cookie, but she stuck it out. Marjorie decided to live on the island and soon was part of the community. She was visible and approachable from Wednesday soups to weekend dump runs, but it was the island music scene that provided her with a happy place. From the Whalers to Music Night to jam sessions with island musicians, Marjorie found her nirvana. Marjorie displayed her professionalism by staying put on Shebig for months after COVID struck. Her calm demeanor and collaborative spirit helped the island stay the course through the worst days of the pandemic. The bills were paid, the town meeting warrant articles passed, and the roads got paved. What more could we ask for? But it was during COVID that Marjorie realized that she was ready to retire. And one of those nifty 50s, she knew it was time for her to set sail for retirement in Vinyl Haven. But we couldn't let her leave without a little bit of Shebig to take with her and lots of good wishes. So to start off the ultimate send-off, we have a few reminders of Shebig. We had hoped that Vanna White could be here for help, but COVID kept her away.
Nothing else.
So, bear with me. The following bag of swag is given to you, Marjorie, from the people of Shebig with great appreciation and admiration. We want to make sure you don't forget us. So, when you wake up in the morning on Vinyl Haven and look to see what day it is, you'll see Shabig.
Is there a lot of alcohol in that bag?
When you go to wash your face, you'll see Shabig. When you get dressed in the morning, you'll see Shabig. When you put on your earrings, you'll see Shabig. When you head to the beach, you put on your hat and mask and fill your wine glass and put your book and bookmark in, guess what? Your bag. So when you come home from the beach, you'll see the poster and think of Shabig, vacationing in Casco Bay. When you go to your refrigerator to make supper, you'll see your magnet to make you think of Shabig. And then when it's time to start really cooking, you'll put on your apron. Shabig. We take care of each other. Aww. So you'll see Shabig. Then, we're not done yet. Then, after supper, it's time to relax. So you can put some snacks in this bowl made from Michael Porter's Oak Tree. By David Scrace. You will, and as you're having your snacks, you can work on your Bowie House puzzle.
Oh, great.
And then when you get tired of doing that, you can play cribbage on a Doug Damon board that says, on Shabig, we row our own boat. And while you're doing that, you can eat some Shabig candy.
Oh, wow.
And then when you go to bed, you can smell the fur on your Shabig pillow. But before you go to sleep, you're going to check and see what time it is. And you're going to look at the clock that Phil Johnson made for out of wood made that he found on Shabig Island.
Wow, that's nice. Thank you.
And now we have an opportunity to have open mic night. So anyone who's on here who would like to say something to Marjorie, we're going to start with the Board of Selectmen. If you would like to say something. Oh, and I forgot about one thing. It's hard to believe, but I don't know what's happened to it here.
Well, I thought I was going to get out of the goodbyes.
What it is a poster of Rachel Field's poem, If Once You Slept on an Island, illustrated by Fred Camlosi from the 1920s.
Beautiful.
So, and that's kind of like, so it's a reminder of that little farmhouse on Thompson's Hill, you know, when you think if you ever slept on an island. So now we're really going to start so people can say what they would like to say. We'll start with Mr. Beaupre.
Bob, thank you very much for all your work. I mean, answering the questions for me and especially during the budget season, made everything so easy. Came prepared. I wish you luck with your future endeavors, and I think that wine glass that she was holding was a little too small, but, you know, it's refillable.
Thank you.
Mr. Corson.
Marjorie, I can't thank you enough for all the help you gave me when I was chair and for what you've done for the community to bring it back and to participate in it. You've truly been a superstar for this community.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Mr. Dyer.
Marjorie, I'd like to thank you for your professional leadership, keeping us out of trouble and not letting us have executive sessions when we shouldn't, and keeping us on the right side of things. And your financial savvy has been unbelievably valuable to our community. With your help, we're in a good place, and I wish you well down in Vinyl Haven. And come back and sing, too.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
Mr. Hill.
Well, early on, shortly after I met Marjorie, I played a ringtone from my phone, and she's one of the few people in the world, I think Mark Dyer might be one of the other ones, who recognized it. Anybody hear that? Don't know exactly where to place it, but try it again. Yeah, it's the opening chord from A Hard Day's Night. It's kind of hard to get it next to the microphone.
I knew it.
But Marjorie does join the exclusive club of people who can actually pick that out. And I think that kind of speaks to her musical bent, which is only exceeded by her skills as a town administrator. And you will certainly be missed. And thank you. Thank you for getting us this town back on the right track, or getting on the right track to begin with, really, as it was kind of an opening effort. And thanks for your service.
Thank you.
And Marjorie, unfortunately, because David just demonstrated, we can't play Name That Tune tonight. We weren't really planning to do that, but so now, and I just want to echo what everybody else has said. I've known Marjorie for a long time because she was the co-chair of the Maine Island Coalitions from the beginning. And so I was just amazed when we saw her name come up when it was time to hire her. And I really did say to those guys, if they drive her out of town, we're never going to get anybody else who will come here. And so I just wish you and Nick the best. So now David's going to bring people in. I see Erica Newman.
Right.
She's going to start.
Erica is able to talk at this point. So please say hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
I'm not going to sing. No. Oh, gosh. I'm glad that you can't see me because I'd probably get all choked up. Nate's like, you're not going to cry, Mom, are you? Now, I want to thank you so much. I want to say I'm so happy for you and Nick to be together. And Shabig's loss is another great Islands gain. So lucky them. I want to thank you all you've given to the island. You've been an inspirational leader, I think, to all of us and to me. And I think you're the kind of leader that the island needed and the world needs for that matter. You're like a captain everyone wants to be around in good times and bad, in smooth season and a storm. And this pandemic has really been a storm. And I just want to say it's been such a privilege to work for you. You've also been a friend to the island and you've been a friend to me, and I'm going to miss you very much. I'm going to miss your laugh. I'm going to miss your intelligence, your wisdom, your calm, your patience, your directness, especially how you say no.
So kindly.
Your pause before and after you say no. Your smile, your clarity of thought, and maybe most of all, your voice. How you say things and your gorgeous alto voice. I'll miss the music and singing with you. You're a coconut and I'm an avocado. And I'll miss the balance that we have and the harmony that we made together. Thank you so much for all you've done to set Shabig on a steady course, and most of all for your friendship. And I just wanted to end with a poem. It's a favorite poem in my family about friendship. You've all probably heard it before. It's an anonymous oldie but a goodie. The comforts of friendship. Oh, the comfort, the inexpressible comfort of feeling safe with a person, having neither to weigh thoughts nor measure words, but pouring all out just as they are, chaff and grain together, certain that a faithful hand will take and sift them, keep what is worth keeping, and with a breath of comfort, blow the rest away. And boy, have you done that for Shabig Island and all of us. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Erica. I'll miss you. I miss singing with you.
You can always go to the telephone and sing with each other on the phone. So I want to call on Chris before we go to the audience, because we might forget to come back to her because she can't raise her hand.
Well, I'd like to thank Marjorie for all that she's taught me. And she's taught me a lot in the last 3 or 4 years. Look at me getting choked up. I wish her well. I think she has certainly deserves this retirement and the rest of her life with Nick on Vinyl Haven. Thank you for everything.
Thanks, Chris.
Yep.
Jackie Robbins is next.
Well, we've had a long, long run together, Marjorie. I'm going to miss our partnership, but I am going to keep bugging you. So you got to stay part of my life, and I love you. And we'll see you one way or the other.
That's right. I love you.
We're all going to come out to the pizza parlor. That's it.
Can you put directions online?
Yeah.
If Otto stops serving us, will you bring pizza here?
It's a 2-hour drive.
Oh, but well worth it.
Who's next, David?
Let's see. Bev Johnson, I believe, would be next. Go ahead, Bev.
Well, it's really Vika and Bev and Riley.
Yay.
We're here because our internet is terrible next door, so we had to come over here.
I'm totally not here.
Because everybody else said something, I figured I'd say something too. I think that, you know, I can speak for everyone in saying that Marjorie has taught the office staff a lot, and that she's definitely a boss that everybody wants to have. She knows how to allow her employees do the best they can in their job, but always feel like their family and their health and their loved ones come first. And that's something that I think is really important in a leadership, and she definitely has it. And we're going to miss her. And thank you for everything you've ever taught me and will continue to teach me when I call you and text you. Continue a couple of months.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, we have, let's see, it looks like Lila or Suhail, maybe both. We'll find out. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lila and Suhail.
Yeah. Marjorie, thank you for always reminding us to be kind to and to listen to one another. We will never forget it. And it was a pleasure to meet you and be a good neighbor of ours and to see you at the lowest point on earth, at the Dead Sea. And we wish you well, you and me.
That's true.
Yeah, it's good, Marjorie. They didn't make you stay right in Jordan to solve all the problems of the Middle East, too. Give our greetings to Sarah, Nick and
Theo needs to go out.
Okay, the hands are coming in fast and furious.
Thank you.
Take them in order. Donna Colbeth. may talk now.
Audrey, are you there?
I am here.
Well, tomorrow, I got a problem. Could you help me out? I forgot to put my license number down on my CTC application. Could you look that up for me tomorrow?
Sure.
I was thinking about a couple of years ago when I sort of outed a draft plan for the planning board, may or may not recall, and the newspaper got a hold of it, Falmouth Forecaster. And I woke up at 5:30 whenever they publish it, and I looked at it, I thought, oh, no. And I called you up first thing, and I said, I was just frantic. I am not a very courageous person. I was frantic. It was in the newspaper. I knew I was responsible. And I said, can I talk to you? Can I talk to you? You said, come right up. I went up and looked at it, and you said, well, that's not what I said. And furthermore, this is public information. You freed me. Thank you.
Eliza Chain is next in line here. Go ahead, Eliza.
Hey, Marjorie, there's so many lovely compliments you're receiving about being a town manager, but I appreciate the kind of person you are. Just so lovely about how you handle everything, including my novice questions. But you're really going to be missed. I'm going to miss having someone like you leading the island, and you've been a lovely person to look up to. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nicely done. Next is Chip Emery. Chip, go ahead.
Hi, Marjorie. How are you?
Good.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I think I just cut Chip off. Start again, Chip. I accidentally cut you off.
I think it was on Cousins Wharf when I first asked you about singing. Michelle Garrody had spilled the beans, and Adele Garrody, Michelle Garrody, and you were very diplomatic. I walked up to you and you looked at me like, who is this guy? But you handled it very well, and then went on to your musicality and beautiful voice was a joy to play music with. We want to have an official invite back to our next music weekend or week. We may have to have a music week coming up. That's pretty much it. I just want to stay in touch. We'll stay in touch with you, and we'll keep the light on here for you, the musical
light.
Thank you.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
And next is Jeff Putnam. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for...
You did it again.
Yeah, I did it again. Sorry, Jeff. Start from the top.
Oh. Okay. I just wanted to say, Marjorie, thank you, as you know, for all the help you've given at the town office. Just every time I've been in there, it's been great. But I also wanted to speak as the chair of the school committee and say what a tremendous help you have been over the years. I'm going on 5.5 years on school committee now, and the way you were able to help us with the school renovation project was just huge. I mean, it was like you knew what you were doing every step of the way, and it was, and nobody else did, and we certainly appreciated that. All the help with the budgets and the finance part of it, it's just been huge, and can't thank you enough.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. No more hands at the moment. If anybody would like to join in, please raise your hand and I will recognize you.
And seeing no more hands, this isn't the end. So,
okay, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Donna, hold on 1 second. I've got a chat message. We'll say it in chat. Glad you finally made it. And that's from John Howard. Glad you made it.
So I just kind of came to me as an introduction. So the next item is from Chip Emery, and you know the old saying, get by with a little help from your friends. And so this is Chip Emery's inspiration, and we hope you enjoy it.
Okay. Coming up here.
So we'll call this meeting to order at 6:04. We'll start with a roll call vote.
There we go. I'm here.
Thank you. Ms. Damon?
Here.
Mr. Dyer?
Here.
Mr. Hill?
Here.
And Mr. Main is. Marjorie, would you just unmute and acknowledge that you're here?
Here.
Thank you. And Christine, clerk, would you do the same?
I'm here.
Okay.
Than I was, could read it or could present it better than I could.
But just something we're going to have to live through.
I guess there's some sort
any
of
ideas that anybody has
thing
to
going
just,
out
to get
where
the word out.
I mean, Marjorie,
I just wanted to take a three moments and say Marjorie.
Thank you, Marjorie, for always reminding us to be kind and to listen to one another. We love you, Marjorie.
Greetings to Vinyl Haven.
Hi, Marjorie. This is Jenny Hackle. I just want to thank you so much for being such a wonderful leader of our town. I've observed you handling many hot-headed questions with such a level head, and I've known you through the Porch Singers and the Wailers, where you have just wowed us with your professional singing voice, and also on the town council, where you've been a voice of reason. Very, very grateful for that. We at the COVID testing team are also so grateful for all the education you've done with answering all these questions with a level head that has really done more to prevent an outbreak on Shebeag than any testing can do. So thank you so much. We will miss you greatly. You've certainly left Shebeag better than you found it. Thank you.
I hate saying goodbye, and I will miss you a lot, but I know you'll be fine. You and Nick are doing the right thing. It's a human sign when friends move on, though the memories linger and regret is strong.
Marjorie, we love you and we're gonna miss you.
Yep, we're gonna miss you, Marjorie.
Bye.
There is a ship and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be, but not as deep as the love I'm in. I know not how I sink or swim.
All through my brain came the refrain of home and its warming fire. And home sings me of sweet things. My life there has its own wings to fly.
Still.
was great.
There you have it.
Ooh. Thank you.
And I think, speaking for everybody here, that last little video that was put together really encapsulated a lot of the feelings around the island. And when I see all these groups of people standing together, I can't wait to see them standing together again. And I hope you'll be standing with us, Marjorie.
Thank you. I'm kind of speechless at this point. I had no idea that you were going to do anything like this, and I thought I was going to escape without saying goodbyes and getting teary-eyed. And I'm kind of choked up, and I wish I had some words of wisdom. And it's certainly, I don't know who said it. Maybe it was Donna the other day. She said, yeah, it's bittersweet. It certainly is bittersweet. I'm ready to retire, but separating myself from Chibik and the Chibik community is very, very difficult. I've grown to love this community, and it's going to be really hard for me. I love you all, and it's been great. Thank you very much. This was very, very, very lovely. Thank you.
Well, we're glad that you didn't get mad at us for doing it. Somebody told me that they thought we should tell you, and I said, no, if she finds out, she finds out. But I think this will be much better. Because you might have thought it would be a first-class operation. You know, this way, it didn't matter what we did.
I thought it was the best.
You didn't have any expectations, so that was good.
It was better than I could have ever imagined. I had no idea. Thank you very much. It was very sweet.
You're welcome. So now I guess we have to adjourn. Pardon me?
We have to ask if there's any other business.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was our other business. But is there any other business that anybody has that they would like to talk about? Anybody can top that.
Nothing will top that.
You know, and it's true. You get by with a little help from your friends, and it takes a lot of people to do a lot of things. And I think we found that through COVID, that it's taken a lot. And having you, Marjorie, there as the steady at the helm has been really, really important. And we can never thank you enough for that.
Thank you.
David.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn. David moved, Jay seconded. Any debate? So, Mark.
I'd just like to thank Chip Emery and all the music people and all the friends for putting that together for us and Marjorie. That was very nice.
And I don't know how Christine's going to put that in the minutes either.
So I guess we do the roll call vote. And Mr. Beaupre?
Thank you, Marjorie.
Yes. Mr. Corson?
Yes, and Marjorie, you won't be forgotten.
Thank you. Mr. Dyer?
Yes. Good luck with everything, Marjorie.
And Mr. Hill?
Yes, fair winds and following seas to you.
And yes, and the latch string is always open here on Chibik for you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for everybody who participated.
Thank you.